Let's move on to another plugin I'm really excited about, which is the vocal plugin. So let's play. Let's go back to that verse in that song. What's that song called? Oh, yeah, Boulevard. Let's go back to Boulevard of Broken Dreams here. Play second verse. Solo's vocal once the verse starts. Solo.
I'm walking Let's look at the down plugin. The line that divides me somewhere
Bypass.
In my mind on the borderline of the edge.
Oh my god, it got boring so fast. Put it back on, hurry up. Oh, thank god. Play it again, verse 2. Let's show the plugin there, yeah.
I'm walking down the line that divides me somewhere in my mind. On the borderline of the edge and where I walk on.
Hurry up, back up. Okay, good. Yeah. All right. Whew, was that boring all of a sudden? Look, the most important thing in a mix, besides the snare drum, is the vocal, okay? And he's a pretty good singer, pretty good vocal recording. But this plugin took the longest because my vocal chain, to me, has to be a certain thing for it to work. So same as before. I kept the plugin same. I went with red because red's like, when you see red, it's important. So I went with the red plugin. These colors, it took a minute to pick out. So the thing that was smart after a lot of discussion was keep the names the same. Keep Spank in there. I changed the name because of the reverb, because it's for vocals. And I also, I keep the delay. It's the three things I'm going to use. Slap, eight, or quarter. It's all time stamped. The slap isn't, because slap is literally tape slap. And it's like 166 milliseconds. I don't know whoever measured it. But the tape slap that we all know is the John Lennon thing. You know. So I made one, the one that I use, the vibe that I use every day on every mix. And then I created a thing I call pitch, which is kind of a vocal doubler, a vocal spreader, a choruser, but not being so obvious that you're like, oh, I can't use that. It sounds like Winger, you know. So let's play the vocal one more time. Let's just give you the bypass.
I'm walking down the line that
okay, let's put it back in.
Somewhere
Take
in
off
my
the
mind, on the borderline of the edge and where I walk along.
A little pause in there, okay. Where's it going?
Read between the lines, what's fucked up and everything's alright. Check my vital signs and know I'm still alive and I walk alone.
Now, jack up the treble. Just play
I'm walking down the line that...
Let's play the chorus. I forgot. Alright, forgot to keep it G-rated. Hey, I didn't write the song. Anyway. Let's play the chorus two there. And let's just show some EQ.
I walk along, I walk up. My shadow's only
go to roof.
One that walks beside me. My shallow
go to bite.
Heart's the only thing that's beating.
So look at that. That is max treble. Three different curves. Each one of them you're like, yes, yes, yes. If you're going to use it, see, I just kept it so here's the lower frequency, here's the mid one, here's the super air. And that's max boost. So leave it on top at max. And let's see what the bottom does. Go to lower.
I walk along, I walk up. My shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will
Back
find
in.
Me.
Oh.
Till then I walk alone.
Now I know that vocal's probably recorded it was just like 1176, not getting pounded too hard. But here's the thing that you notice. Everything is at stun. It's all maxed out. Does it sound rippling, distorting, bad? You want more, don't you? Play it again.
I walk along, I walk up. My shadow's only one that walks beside me.
Put some slap on.
My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating.
Put some spreader on.
Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me. Till then I walk alone.
So, real important thing. With vocals, it's always a problem to get them to sit like this, right? And I'm like, you're not going to make a plugin that's just going to do what my 1960s, 1176s and my SSL, it's just not going to do it. And we kept trying. I'm like, I don't know, the compressor doesn't sound right. EQ sounds like, you know. So you got to remember that this is completely designed how I mix. That means the EQ is before the compressor. Then after the compressor, the delay, the reverb, the delay, and the spreader or the pitch is all sidechained. So the compressor is the last thing, and then it has feeders coming off of it that go to the effects. And this is just the level controls to add them into your little mixer. And that's just your final output control. So just kind of put it back to nominal. So what do you think, Grace? Boring stuff or pretty cool?
Pretty cool.
All right. I'm glad you like it. Do you want to be a mixer someday?
Yes.
You think you're a mixer already?
Kind of.
You want to go in there and just show me how to spank it? Okay. Now, Grace Louise is an accomplished musician. She's lefty and can play a double neck guitar at this point, can't you?
Wow. Nice.
Can you play rock and roll? Yeah. Okay, so back to the action here. So on this, we don't have a phase flip because you don't need it for the vocal one. So I kept it really simple. Look at the presets. Show me Zool. There it is. So I made some funny ones. All right, put it on Judy, Judy, Judy. What's that one mean? Judy, Judy, Judy. All right, what does that do? Play this vocal on that.
I walk alone. I walk up.
Oh yeah, of course. So I made some presets that are actually kind of cool and kind of fun. So go back. Instant Karma. Hit that one. What's that gonna sound like?
I walk alone, I walk up.
Let's look at the presets again. So you kind of get it. Spaceman, what are we going to do there?
Oh. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadows.
Okay, so let's look at the presets one more time. So like I said, I came up with some cool names. Body Double, Live Room. Kind of so that's like, that's when you see the name, that's what it sounds like. Backing vocals. I made some for that too. Airhead. Gotta love him. Definitely you can see it's for BVs for sure. And, you know, without effects, because you can always add those. So try to keep it really simple with the vocal one. Great to you. So kind of leave it where we had it. Let's go to another one I feel is really important. So I think that covers the vocal one really well. It's really important. But just last thing on the vocal one is that with the three reverbs, I came up with three reverbs that would be ones you'd use for vocals. Before we go away, let's just show that off. I wanted to show that.
I walk alone, I walk up.
Turn the delay.
My shadow's only one that walks beside me.
All right.
My shallow
large.
Heart's the only thing that's beating.
Chamber.
Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me.
Help! I'm drowning! See, nice tail on that. So it was kind of tough. I'll be honest with you. It was tough coming up with reverbs that would sound expensive to build into, you know, an all-in-one item. Because I'm like, cheese wagon. That sounds like, a $3 spring. In there, I kind of have some vintage old reverbs that like really sound good. So I tried to just emulate exactly what I would use, the three ones I use, especially that last one. And see with the delays, it's slap, eighth, and quarter, the ones I would use. And with the spreader, which is cool, let's just look at spreader only. I mean the pitch. Pop off the delay and the, that fruit. And let's see, versus stereo.
I walk alone, I walk up.
Like vocal doubler.
My shadow's
okay, not too horrible.
Only one that walks
go to wide.
Beside me. My shallow
wider pitch change.
The only thing that's
spreader.
Beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me.
Okay. Everyone always wants the spreader, which is that phase shift, jet takeoff, out of phase thing. And you're always like, how can you get that like phase shifty vocal thing? Put it on max and just play like that vocal again. Go ahead.
My shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shallow. Right?
So there's always that section of the song where you want to have the interesting vocal effect once in a while, which is kind of cool, so you'll use that for it. So I think that covers our vocal plugin. There you go. The same names with bass and treble and compress. We always know where Spank is, always blue in the middle. Reverb, going to change the names once in a while here to give you three different flavors. Got the delay and the pitch. Good stuff there.